Do you have a charcuterie board ready to display with fruit, meat, cheeses, and crackers for the holidays? If not, things could get ugly. With all the stress of the season, the last thing you need is for anyone in your home getting hangry. Everyone needs plenty of snacks and rest this season, because if you don't, it won't be a very holly jolly Christmas. We need to refuel and get our rest, but it's often hard to get in the midst of tree decorating, meal planning, gift buying, wrapping, recitals, choir programs, decking the halls, fa-la-la, and so much more. When your head hits the pillow, you want nothing more than a good night's rest without interruptions. Did you know the Christmas story is full of interrupted sleep? There were many nights that were far from silent. And as I've been digging deeper into the Christmas story this month, looking a bit beyond the wise men and shepherds, today I wanted to look at Joseph and his dream-filled nights. Surrounding the birth and early days of Jesus' life, an angel of the Lord appears to Joseph in a dream and gives him very specific instructions, not once, but actually four times that we can find in the first two chapters of the Gospel of Matthew. Let's look at each one. Matthew 1:20. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Mary was pregnant, Joseph was confused, and God stepped in to clear things up. God interrupted his sleep with a very important message. "Take Mary as your wife and be a dad to my son." Joseph obeyed. Matthew 2:13. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." Here, an angel of the Lord appears to Joseph again in a dream. This is right after the wise men left, who were also spoken to in a dream to depart for their country another way because of crazy Herod. Lots of dreams and instruction interrupting sleep around the Christmas story. Joseph's instructions were to go to Egypt. "Get out of town now. Herod wants to kill my son. This is not a drill." Joseph woke up and obeyed. They left in the night for Egypt. Matthew 2:19. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who are trying to take the child's life are dead." Once again, sleep interrupted by a dream. And God leads Joseph and Mary with Jesus back home to the land of Israel. Joseph obeys, but this time fear sets in. Herod is dead, but his extremely wicked son is the new ruler of Judea. Once again, Joseph is warned in a dream, Matthew 2:22, to enter instead into the land of Galilee. They set up home in Nazareth. Do you think Joseph was tired? Do you think he was annoyed and stressed out by all the uninterrupted sleep, angelic messages, and moving his family around? No, I don't. God had proven himself to be faithful over and over to Mary and Joseph. It's through their obedience and often interrupted sleep, Jesus was protected, and the prophesied plan of redemption for mankind was fulfilled. When you walk in that kind of attentiveness and obedience to God's voice, you are not burdened. You are blessed as God uses you to fulfill his purpose and plan. That's the truth. Listening, obedience, and sacrifice are at the heart of the Christmas story. Let's be more like Joseph, quick to obey and quick to get up and go where God is leading us, even if our silent night is interrupted. I'm Lori Klein.